Well, God bless everybody in the name of Jesus Christ. And I love Psalm 23. It's about David, whose God was the God, the Lord God of Israel. And David was a shepherd, as was his family. He was the youngest son of eight boys. And he was the youngest one, and every day, I guess he'd get up, go out, and tend his sheep. And he really learned in that time, I believe, that God was his shepherd. That God was his shepherd, and after all this time, I don't know how many years, but anyway, probably as a young boy, he developed a relationship. Mm-hmm. He developed a very strong relationship with God. And, of course, he became a prophet, and he was second king. And Saul would have been the first. He was actually chosen first, but Saul did fine for 2 years, and then through disobedience and he failed to repent, to just say, God hath flubbed up, like we all do. So God had to say, oh, what am I going to do? Saul was my first choice. And so he looked for a man that would be after him, that really loved him, and that was David. And I just think it's so beautiful. And the sheep represents like people. So the work of the shepherd was to provide food, water, guiding them, protecting them. And I have a picture over there. People online can't really see it. It shows the sheep.
Yeah.
And of all the animals God could have created, why did he pick a sheep? Because they're very docile creatures. They're not like tigers that are have a temper tantrum or whatever. They're just there, so to speak.
Yeah.
And they have to really, to survive, they have to have a shepherd.
You're right on, Mom.
Because otherwise, you know, they just follow the grass and go to eat up all in that pasture, and then they go to the next pasture, and if there was a cliff there and there was a little grass over, they just follow the trail, and what would happen to them?
Right.
So God created a sheep, and I find it very interesting that they're very docile animals, and he developed a love for them, a relationship with them. He knew them by name. He could go, ooh! Whatever call he did, he knew each one, and if one was gone, he'd go after. There's a parable of that, of the lost,
yeah.
the shepherd and the lost sheep. But anyway, what we're talking about tonight is God and the different attributes of God. God chose David because his heart was pure. And in fact, David wrote this Psalm 23 right before Goliath. And I'm thinking, man, how could he do that? Well, it was because he developed a relationship with God. You know, big old bear came along and hit the bear. Was it a bear and a lion, I think?
Yeah.
Was it? Okay. A bear and a lion, and boy, they got close to the sheep. He was right there, and there was nothing for him to protect them because he knew God would help him. And same with us. We've got Holy Spirit, we've got God Almighty, and we have the name of Jesus Christ. We have Jesus Christ, so we have power because of his presence and that lives in us, the hope of glory.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I want to go through the attributes of God, and this is really for the last 3 days. I have a book just learning about the shepherd that I find is awesome. But anyway, because God is our Heavenly Father, he has these attributes. And David wrote this psalm before he fought Goliath. So let's go to the first verse, the Lord is my shepherd. So in the Hebrew, it would be like saying, he is my Jehovah Rohi, which means the all-sufficient one. Okay, the ever-revealing God. Okay, and so verse 2, I shall not want, he wrote down by inspiration of God, of course, he is my Jehovah Rahi, the Lord who provides. And that goes back to Genesis 22, I think verses 6 following, where God told Abraham, you need to provide, you need to do the sacrifice. It's time to do the sacrifice. Go here at Mount Moriah, I believe. So he goes there, and Abraham's just getting ready to chop, he thought, Isaac up. And he looks up, and he said, there's a ram. There's a ram caught in the thicket. So God provided the sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And all this is symbolic precursor to Jesus Christ. Because John the Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Right.
Okay, so I shall not want. We covered that, the Lord who provides. Verse 3, he makes me to lie down in green pastures and leads me beside the still waters. So we can say this for ourselves and also for our children. Like, I've got 2 grandchildren. It's been something else without God, without hope. But anyway, but I believe through prayer and the prayer list and just our love to them, unconditional love that God has given to our grandchildren, actually they're doing fine. And it's not me. It's our prayers to God. It's because God so loved the world, he thought of the idea of having such a big family. I mean, I think it's amazing. It's amazing grace. And then to give his only begotten son, and who, but you know what? He knows the end. He rose him up from the dead, and he's at the right hand of the Father, and now God and Christ in us. So he had a plan for us to get back to the paradise. You know, the paradise, a paradise where there'd be no darkness, no temptation. The new heaven and new earth is what I'm thinking of. Okay. Because God actually said to, after Adam and Eve sinned, he said, well, where are you? He loved them. You know, it's like he never gave up on his children, and he'll never give up on us. Mm-hmm. So I was reading that, and I thought that was something I wanted to share. Okay, we're on, thanks, Jeannie. Okay, I think that's part of the, he makes me lie down, he's my peace. No, that's, let's see, he restores my soul. We'll mm-hmm. just go there.
Yeah.
Okay, this is, he is my Jehovah Rapha. He restores my health. We can go to Psalm 103, verse 2. Lord forgives all my sins, and he heals all my diseases.
Yeah.
All my diseases. I wanted to share just a little bit about this. This is one example. About 3 years ago, I got shingles, which is not a fun thing to have. And I called my sister Sandy. I think she's online. And I said, Sandy, guess what I have? What? And so she said, Paula, Psalm 118, I remember it to this day, verse 17, you shall not die, you shall live and not die and declare the glory of the Lord, Paula. I go, I know, but I've had it for 2 days. I don't think I could do this thing. I think that I'd rather just go to heaven. So I was at the point to quit. But because I had a girlfriend in Arizona, Edna, she called me every night. She slept during the day a lot, and then she was up all night, and that was perfect for me because I was up day and night. I couldn't sleep. And I just see how we need each other to come alongside each other and not give up on each other and see that we're all part of the family. We have God and Christ in us, and we're all going to be together, all the believers, someday, forever, throughout eternity. So enjoy each other and thank God for each other, and we need each other. Anyway, I'll share that a little bit. Okay, verse 5, he leads me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. He is my Jehovah Tsidkenu, which means the Lord my righteous. He leads us down righteous paths. Mm-hmm. And because when God looks at us, he sees the Christ in us. He sees that we're his. We belong to him. We are righteous, and we can stand before God without any sense of sin, guilt, condemnation, or any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Forget the past. And it's moment by moment we're righteous.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. That means the Lord is there wherever I am. Hebrews 13:5. He'll never leave us or forsake us. And then I thought of the verse, I will not fear, as saying, so have no fear. But you've been given power, love, and of a sound mind, so we can claim the promises, not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when I was going through that challenge, I just kept saying, okay, I will live and not die. I'll declare, I'm going to make it through this because God, you're my healer. So anyway, I just thought of that. Okay, back to 7. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. In the Hebrew, it means he is my Jehovah Nissi. The Lord, my banner. I have victory in every situation. 2 Corinthians 2:14. So the last part is, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. And this is because God loves me and gave me his son. I now go boldly to the throne of grace, finding grace and mercy to help me in times of need, Hebrews 4:16. And then 1 Peter 5:7, casting all my cares upon him who cares for me. And I love Psalms now. Now I'm really into Psalms because it's in the first person. It's personal. And David, I guess that's what he must have done. Well, I guess originally it was a song. So they'd sing out there in the fields and everything and just got closer and closer. And then God chose to inspire different writers, David, Moses, Solomon, and anyway, other writers, to write it down. And it's the thickest book in the Bible. So I think there's a lesson here in that he's a personal God. He's my God. He's your God. He's all these things. So this week, be thinking about that the Lord will guide us. He will provide for us. He is our peace. He restores us. He restores our soul. He is our righteousness. He never leaves me. He gives me victory in every situation. And let's see. I have the final verse that's all about the hope.
Yeah,
1 Peter 5:4, when the chief shepherd shall appear, we shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Praise God.
Amen.
You
want to pray?
Thank you.
Why don't you pray to close out?
Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you for being our God, our Abba Father, and thank you for the word that we can recognize that you've given us the book of Psalms written by the different writers to know that you're a personal God. We can talk to you. We can journal. He's our daddy. And that we can remember what your son went through, that he was tempted in all points, but he always did the will of the Father, and he hung in there. He hung in there until it was time to say, it is finished. And it's all that he went through, all the trials that he went through, the suffering, the pain, but he took that on himself, that we can remember that mental pressure, hopelessness, he never gave up. He hung in there, and that he lived even at the crucifixion. He was able to say to the guy that wanted that believed on him. He said, "You will be with me in paradise." And help us remember how important our lives are. That you bring us people to share the gospel of salvation, that we can be a friend as Jesus was, that We can walk with you like Jesus did, because truly he is the way, the truth, and the life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.